As Matthew said, this is Transfiguration Sunday, the transfiguration of our Lord. And you should have gotten that by what Mr. Ray read out of the Psalm 99, and Matthew read the Gospel lesson. I'll be reading the New Testament from 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 16 through 21. And these are the eyewitnesses of Christ's glory. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to Him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is My Son, My Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come down from heaven while we were with Him on the holy mountain. So we have a prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us